I'm Jamie Gennaro, and this is Business for Humans. Let's talk about taking your business to a new level without the suits and without being a robot. Here, you can be yourself, you can be imperfect, you can be flawed, and you can still have raging success. So let's go.
Hello, hello.
Welcome. This is Business for Humans. I am Jamie Gennaro. I never introduce myself at the start of podcasts, but you might not know who I am. Maybe you're new here. So I am a business coach and a consultant, and I help people launch their businesses and grow their businesses and work on all the things that come up along the way, whether that's personal roadblocks or professional roadblocks or external circumstances that stand in your way. We work through all of them and help you get to that future person that you want to be. So last week, I talked about taking action and the importance of taking action to get to your goals, right? That over-planning can be a buffer. If you keep going back to your plan and keep revising your plan and not taking action, you're really buffering away from whatever you're afraid of, right? When you start taking action, it brings up fear. What are you afraid of? Sometimes people don't want to know. They don't want to go any further. That's enough. They want to stay comfortable. But there is a certain amount of planning that needs to take place, right? We do need to plan things. If you're creating a marketing strategy, you don't just like haphazardly start doing things, right? You want those things to be grounded in a why, right? You want those things to be grounded in some reasoning. Because if you're just taking actions that have no connection to one another, no theme or pattern, you're not going to be able to really analyze whether those actions are working because they're just so flighty and random that they're not going to feel connected to anything. So a plan and a strategy is important to put into place. And I'm not like the biggest fan of writing a business plan, but the benefit is that it forces you to really understand the pieces of your business and how they're connected to one another and how to build on them. So I'm not going to recommend necessarily that you write a business plan, although if you're interested, you can definitely sit down and do some of that work before you get started. But I like to test things before I commit to whether or not a certain projection is correct, right? Because we can make up all the BS that we want and we can say, oh, my business is a $5 million business. Here's why. Here's what it's going to take to get to 5 million. And it's kind of like, well, right. But if you can't even get one client, do you really think you're going to get to 5 million? Like, is that realistic? So I instead am a fan of making smaller goals, smaller plans that feel much more feasible. So of course, that's not going to work if you're going out and raising investment money. You're going to need a longer projection and a longer sort of understanding. But when you're first getting going, of course, you want to know if this is viable from the get-go, right? You don't want to quit your job and then launch a business and then come to find out it's not viable. But I would say you could even be taking actions before you quit your job, right? Like, let's go all the way to the place where it's safest. Where are you most safe? I never recommend taking a really big risk and putting all your eggs in one basket. Totally not my style, because I've always had to bootstrap. I've always had to support myself. I never had lumps of money coming in or investment money to lean on. I've always supported my own businesses, self-funded. So that means lower risk and more safety. Like, if that means planning and considering launching a business while you're in your current job, that's the best case scenario. You do not want to be in massive scarcity as you're trying to build a business. If you don't have any safety net, it's not the right time because your brain is never going to settle. You're never going to get to that place where you feel comfortable. So let's talk about the scenario where you're not in scarcity and you want to test this idea that you have and you want to make a plan. Okay. So I like to start with 3 months. That's just the amount of time I feel like gives you momentum. It's not too long, right? Your brain can easily go, okay, 3 months, what's that end date? And work backwards. It's not too long where that work back calendar is so complicated, right? A year out, it's nice to have like a lofty year end goal, but it's going to take a lot of steps to get to the year end goal. And I like to dial steps down so that they're really small and easy to accomplish. So a year out feels like too many steps. So let's go 3 months out. Get a pencil, write this down. Okay. What we don't want to do is over plan, but we do want to make sure we have some strategy and some key insights. Okay. So the thing you need to know is if you're selling a service or a product, who are you selling this service or this product to? Okay. You need to know this from the get-go because nothing you do, no steps you take are going to work if you don't know who you're talking to. Okay. So from a marketing or a sales perspective, you need to know who you're talking to. And you don't have to do some belaborious avatar, I don't know, like really deep breakdown of these people. You don't need to hire someone to come in and do a deep dive on your audience. You just need to know who they are, where they are, what problem they need solved, and what your solution is, period. That's it. Basically, if someone is walking in the desert and you have the water, right? That's how compelling your offer needs to be. Like they are struggling, right? They are thirsty. They need a lot of help. They need water. You have the water. Like there's only one solution to this, and it's you need to drink water, right? When you're dying of thirst, you drink water, you have the water, right? What product or service is so necessary and compelling, right? If you don't feel like your product or service is that necessary, you need to keep digging. You don't need to come up with a new product or a new service. You just need to keep digging into the problem that you're solving. You need to get to that point where the problem is so deep that only your solution can be the solution. So let me give you an example of what that might look like. I am a business coach. I am in a desert full of water, right? So there's so much support for people wanting to launch or grow a business. There are lots of business coaches out there. So maybe I'm not the surface level water. So let's go a little deeper. Well, what else do my clients have in common? Well, I do have this common thread of people who work in creative industries, right? So there is a common thread. It's not all my clients, but a lot of my clients come from creative industries. They might be artists, or they come from advertising, or they come from creative work. So I could go there. That could be one step deeper where I'm like, well, now I'm the coach that brings X. So I'm not just the surface level competing with all these people who have a lot of water, right? Now I'm going one step deeper into a niche category where there may be less people who have the water that I have, right? Like I have the water that's going to hydrate. But maybe that's not enough. Maybe I need to go one step deeper. Maybe there's a little bit of this spiritual connection that's important to me, that I feel like entrepreneurship is really like a personal growth journey, right? It's more than just making money. It's really about fulfilling your potential and making a positive impact and feeling like you're in control of your destiny. So that's one step deeper. And that's something my clients start to like really yearn for and look for. And who's the coach that can help me connect to the fact that this isn't just about making money. It's not just about like finding investors or building a solid business plan. Now it's about a deeper connection. Who's going to help me with that? Right? You're not going to go to your Accenture consulting firms to find that type of connection, right? You're going to look for someone like me with an experience and a background and also this connection to this idea that this is a personal journey. This is what you need to do, Don't change your product. Don't change your service. We're in the planning stage. We're not in the ideation stage. You've hopefully come through that stage. You've landed on an idea that you feel like is really solid. It's something you want to go forward with. We're not going to change that. We're going to trust that. You came to this point. We trust that that's a great idea. And now we need to figure out how we're going to talk about it, who we're talking to about it, who our people are. And how do we get down that step further to connect with people? This is where it's a personal journey, right? What's personal to you about this? Of course, I'm thinking about one client in particular. You totally know who you are. What makes this a personal journey for you? That's where people are going to start to connect to you. Why are you passionate about this particular idea? That's the part that people are going to gravitate towards. What is the problem you're truly trying to solve? And what is the reason you're trying to solve it? Who else has this problem, right? This is the planning process. These are the questions you need to answer as you're planning. Now, what does the offer look like? Okay, you've identified how you talk about it. You've identified the problem. What are you offering? Is it a cup of water? Is it a gallon of water? Is it a running stream? Is it just a consistent, you know, tap full of water all the time? What are you providing? You've identified the problem. What is the best solution for that problem? So let's say the best solution is like a retainer, okay, that you're going to consult. I'm obviously just making this up. Put your own situation in the gaps here. But let's say you think the ideal solution to this is an ongoing monthly support retainer, okay? That doesn't mean they're going to buy in on that from step one, but that's part of the planning, right? You're planning to get people to that ultimate best solution. You know that what people need is a year of your support to be able to make a difference, okay? I can say for me, I would say that's true. I would say 6 months to a year is the time frame where people get their business off the ground. They're testing and trialing. They've got their plan. They're making strides. They're landing their first clients. They're understanding how to run a business with clients, because it's different to run a business without clients, right? When you're in like full planning stage and in the marketing and sales phase. And then when you get clients, that's a whole different phase of your business. So I can honestly say, I think in a year, people are able to go through all those phases, right? And kind of understand those phases. And then usually people just have kind of a maintenance plan with me. But I, you know, in my mind, like it's a year. It's a year of work. But that's not what people are going to buy into because they don't know me, right? They don't know you. They're not necessarily going to buy in for a year or multiple years of work with you. So now you know, though, that's your plan. That's your ultimate goal. You know that that's where you do your best work is in that time frame. You know it needs to be a tap of water. It can't just be a sip. They're not really going to get hydrated if they just take one sip of water. You know that they are going to need water over time for the rest of their lives, actually. They're going to need to be drinking water on a consistent basis. You know what that solution looks like. Now we need to bring it in to figure out what they're going to agree to in the short term. Well, they're thirsty. They're for sure going to agree to a cup, right? They might not agree to a tap. They might not understand they need it over time. But right now, they're in the middle of the desert. And what's their short-term solution? What is the only thing they can see is that cup of water and how much they need it right in this exact moment. So figure out what that cup of water is. What is the deal that they're just going to be like, no brainer, dude, I need to drink that water. And when I talk about this planning, I'm thinking about it in this way of people really need this, right? I mean, I think if you're my client, you're wanting to offer something to someone that they really need. Okay, we're not in the game of selling people stuff that they don't need. If that's your game and you're in this to make money, I don't really think you're listening to this right now, but I do just want to make that clear that you have to believe that what you're offering them is something they really need. I really, truly believe it. I mean, I think my bigger mission is let's just break this whole traditional work style and let's reconfigure it all because it's not working, right? Like, what would the world look like if we were all just our own freelance people and there weren't these corporations where somebody was making the majority of the profit, right? What if we were all just independent contractors? I don't know, but it's an experiment. But in a way, like my mission is to just break the traditional 9-to-5 capitalist work situation and create some new model. So that's like the big sort of overarching value-based mission. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you're an individual who wants more from their life and wants to feel more impactful and wants to feel more purposeful and wants to feel more connected and wants to be in charge of your own destiny and wants to see if you can fulfill your potential. Like, I want to help you do that. Like, can I help you do that? Like, can that be my job to help you do that? Holy moly. Like, I want that. And so you have to feel like that glass of water is important, right? It's important. Why? Is it important in the short term? Yes. Is it important to this person? Yes. Is it going to make them feel better? Yes. Is it important to some kind of long-term something that you consider important? Yes. If you can connect those dots, you're never going to have a problem talking about or selling your service or your product because you believe in the impact. You believe that this glass of water is going to make a difference. Of course, water over time is going to make an even bigger difference, but right now you just want to get them healthy, right? Like you just want to help them in this one moment survive, right? And for me, it's a lot of times it's that moment where people are like, I'm struggling, right? Like I'm in a job that I can't stand. I'm sort of getting eaten away by stress and burnout. Like I'm in this moment where I need to make a change. And I'm like, hey, here's a glass of water. Like, let's make a change. It can be a small change right now. Just drink the glass of water. You're going to feel better. And for me, that might be just coaching them through the moment, like setting firmer boundaries and giving them tools to get through the crisis that they're in. And then we're like, okay, what are we going to do over time? Like, how are we going to make sure this crisis never happens again? How are we going to put you in a job that you're like, fuck yeah, like I want to be in this for the rest of my life, right? That's the ultimate goal. But in the initial phase, it's like, I just need to get you through this crisis. So in summary, when you're planning, this is what you're planning. You're planning who your audience is. What are they struggling with most? How are you going to help them in this moment, make the most impact in this moment? And what is your long-term plan for them? What's your long-term strategy? And how do you offer that, right? How do you offer that glass of water? How do you talk about that glass of water and how that glass of water ladders up to something potentially bigger, but also you don't have to worry about that part yet. We're just going to get you through this crisis. Like we're just going to get you through this moment where you're struggling. Here's what that looks like. And this is why I always tell people, don't worry about a website. Just what does that look like in an email, right? What are you offering them? Bullet point out what this glass of water looks like. This is the most you need to do in terms of planning. This is really how you get a business off the ground. When you send out that email to viable prospects, to people who are struggling in the desert, you need to know if anyone's going to say yes. Before you go and spend money and plan a business plan and create a logo and build your website and start running Google ads, you just need to send out a few emails and test your hypothesis that people in the desert want a glass of water, right? Like you have to test it. Bullet point it out in an email. Doesn't this feel so much easier than like zero to CEO? It's just like all I have to do is figure out what the problem is and then offer a solution and send them an email with my potential solution short term, right? Just the glass of water solution. Don't overwhelm them either, right? You need that in the back of your mind to understand how you're supporting your people. And again, service or product, it doesn't matter. The same rules apply. How are you supporting them over time? And then how are you going to get them there with this first glass of water? Bullet it out in an email. And then, of course, the hardest part of this whole thing is putting a value to that, right? Because when people are dying in the desert of thirst, your first instinct, because we're human, and if you're a woman, even more so, sorry, but it's true, if you, you know, have these nurturing, mothering instincts, you want to give them a glass of water because they're thirsty. And who are you to withhold water? Okay. But it's not water. Okay. Now you need to shift your brain into the idea that what you're giving them is a piece of you. What you're doing is you're actually pulling a piece of yourself and you're putting it on a platter. And are you really going to just offer that to anyone? Are you really just going to give that away for free? Like, this is not a podcast about nonprofits, right? So our first instinct is we need to give this person this glass of water and it needs to be free. I want you to work on that. This is where we coach. This is where we coach on taking action, right? So I'm about to offer this glass of water and my first instinct is to just offer it for free. So calibrate that. So here's what I do. You're listening to it right now. Guess what? This is your free glass of water. And I will give you a free glass of water every Tuesday for, you know, 52 weeks of the year. Here you go. This is my free offering to you. And it's not nothing, right? It takes effort. It takes planning. I put my heart into it. It is a piece of me. I find this information really valuable. I'm not like half-assing it. I'm not, you know, this isn't like fake water. This is it. This is a real glass of water right here. This is one of the ways I calibrate that, like, wanting to help and also knowing that I have a family to support, right? And also knowing that, like, this is a piece of me and this is a business I want to run for the rest of my life. Like, I want to be able to support people through this journey. And as I create and learn tools, and as I'm like building on my knowledge base, I want to be able to bring that to people and share it, right? That's, I feel obligated to do that. I don't want to hold back. I don't want to hold back on the water, but also I want people to know that you're going to get a lot further if you invest in the process. If you're just drinking free water all day, you're going to create this mindset that, like, somehow the water is just going to magically appear and I'm just going to have access to it, instead of knowing that there's a process, right? Like, there is, you could get your own water. You could dig a well. It's going to take some work, but you could do it, right? And I think when you do it and you find access to your own well, there's a reward there, right? You just feel like empowered. So sometimes you need help, right? You don't know where to look. You don't know where to dig. You need help from other people who have found wells. Do you like these metaphors? I'm kind of excited about these metaphors. So you might need some help initially digging that well, right? So I want to offer people that help. And it takes time and effort, right? If I'm stopping what I'm doing to help you build a well, like, it's a fair exchange, right? That I'm helping you and you're helping me. Like, I'm helping you do something that's going to create sustenance for the rest of your life. And you're helping me create sustenance for my family. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, that's a beautiful exchange. As long as you're selling something that you really believe has value, as long as you truly believe that that thing has value, then it makes sense that there would be a value returning back to you for that, right? I just want to get out of this whole, like, idea of greed and, oh, I can't ask for money. This is something that artists have a really hard time with. Like, well, art is just this natural thing I do, but that doesn't mean that you should just give somebody a piece of your heart and put it on a platter and let them take it, right? Like, we also need to protect those things that make us special and like these special things that we have talent for, we take it for granted because it's our talent. We're used to it. But not everybody has access to that, right? Like we have access to this deep well of something that's our uniquely ours. And it makes sense that we would want to offer it, but somewhere in our brain, we're like, oh, but everyone has access to this. They don't. This is the beauty of like the uniqueness of human beings, right? I'm going to buy art to put on my wall because I could never do that. I could never do that, right? Like I could, but it wouldn't be like that. Like it's not my unique well to be drawing from, but I do have a unique well to be drawing from. And you know, honestly, if we were in a barter system, that would be the best case scenario, right? Like I have the access to this well, I'm going to share it with you. You have access to that well, you're going to share it with me. Unfortunately, we're not there yet. Maybe that's part of my bigger mission too. But we are in the place where we could say, listen, I'm going to give you access to this well. In exchange, you're going to give me money, right? And maybe down the line, you're going to give me access to your well in exchange, and we'll get there, but we're not there right now. So I'm going to give you access to this and you give me access to that. Great. So in your planning mode, when you're planning for this offer, you have your special access to the well outlined. Here's what I'm going to do. This is the first glass of water, and here's how much it costs. Don't sell yourself short. Your well is magical, right? Like it's worth a lot of money. Charge a lot of money in the beginning. Don't overdo it. Okay. This is not like, I know that we've gotten to a ridiculous place in society where we like overcharge. You don't have to overcharge. Just charge what you're worth and don't undercharge. Don't charge. So a lot of my clients end up working. I mean, I don't even know what the exact exchange is, but they end up asking for a certain number and then they put in like 15 times more work because maybe they didn't realize how much work it was going to take. So as you're pricing out your offer, do the exercise of like, how many hours is it actually going to take, including meeting times, everything that's involved, right? If you have to buy materials because you're an artist and that's part of this process, you have to calculate every place where you might potentially spend time or money. Make sure you know what that is before you put a final number on your offer. Have a realistic sense of how much work it's going to take you to get there and then charge appropriately. Okay, just charge the rate that's, I would say, double what your last job paid you. That's going to make you feel like you've moved forward. It's going to, like, you have to remember that confidence also comes from these numbers. I don't know why, but it does. Okay, if in your last job you made $50 an hour, and you charge $100 an hour, that is 100% totally fair. Your brain's going to be like, but I don't really need that much money. Some of you, this is not all of you, but some of my clients really struggle with this. So just make it easy on yourself and just double what you made at your last job. That's a great starting point. If that still feels low, double it again. This number has to feel exciting. It has to feel up-leveled. It has to make you feel like a badass CEO, like it has to make you understand how magical your well of information is. Price it appropriately. It's harder to go back if you lowball and you're like, I don't have experience, and you lowball your price. It's way harder to increase it than it is to like give people a discount. So you could charge a certain amount and then say, you know what, I'm going to take 10% off of that because you're a first-time client. But that way you're never changing that number. You're always worth that number and you get to decide if you're going to discount it, right? Whatever your reason is, if you like it, that's enough. There's no judgment. If you like your reason for discounting it, great. But don't start at that lower number. Always know that you're worth that number. That's your magical cup of water price. Very magical and sustaining and impactful. Discount it if you want, but don't start at that low number. And that is it, everyone. That is your entire planning process for the first quarter of running a business or growing a business or moving into a new service or having a new product offering. That's it. Who's your audience? What's the problem that they have? How are you going to solve that problem in the most impactful way? That's going to be the cup of water. What does that cup of water look like? Bullet point it out. And how much does it cost? Period. You're done. And you don't have to do all that today. You can take a week. Just don't take months to figure out the answers to those questions. You don't need to hire anybody. You don't need to, you can, of course, like run it by people and sit down with people and brainstorm, but don't like hire some expensive company to come in and solve these problems for you. You're totally capable of solving them. This is your planning process. You can do this every quarter. Don't overdo it. Don't do it more than, you know, give it 3 months of marinating time, test and trial against this plan before you pivot, right? And that means like create a solid offer, bullet point your offer and try to sell it for 3 months. Don't keep going back and revising and revising. See if it has legs. Give it 3 months to have legs. Give it a real solid test and trial. And I can do a whole podcast on how to test an offer, but put it out there and see if you get yeses and see if you get no's. And learn from the yeses and no's before you pivot. Don't decide you need to pivot. Let the market tell you if you need to pivot, okay? And don't let yourself buffer into planning continuously. Put the plan together. This is it. This is your plan. And now it's time to execute on it. So that is the story for today. I hope it was helpful. I feel like this is something that can get people going much faster on making progress in their business. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Talk to you next week. You've been listening to Business for Humans. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And please leave a review so that other business owners can find the show. Learn more at practica.consulting.